Okay, we thought we'd get you kind of an update on what's happening here in the county with Health Officer Rajmi Travis joins us this morning. And I guess the big question is still with the shots or the vaccinations, how are we doing here locally, Rajmi?
Sure. Good morning, Greg. Thanks for having me on. So essentially, we're still working through all of the priority groups, as our plan indicates, and we're getting the shots out as fast as we get them delivered to us. And at this point, we vaccinated overall, with the help of Henry Ford Allegiance Health, we partner with them, is over 10,200 shots in the community. So that is a bit of good news in terms of the fact that we've gotten some shots out there.
How about people that are in the groups, I guess, that should have had a shot already, or for some reason they get passed up, or they, I don't know, they don't have a healthcare provider? What should they be doing?
Sure. So we do have a survey that we have out on our website, and we ask folks to complete that so that we can get their contact information. And that's helpful to us so that we know once we do get shots available in terms of delivered to us, then we can start putting sign-ups together right away. And once you get that survey and we're able to get your correct contact information, we can send you a link to be able to sign up for an appointment. I know Henry Ford's also doing some other things with, like, My Chart, but, you know, it's critical that folks can, you know, give us some space and give us some grace so we can get some vaccine delivered to us, and then we get it out the door as soon as we can.
Right. Any idea when it might come to a pharmacy near you?
Yeah, so we've already been partnering with some pharmacies, Greg, all throughout the community. We have some that have helped us with some assisted living facilities, getting our older populations immunized. So that's been good. We'll continue to work with some providers, and what it's called is a redistribution plan. And what it is these providers and pharmacies can apply for a CDC agreement, and then the state can make arrangements or give them approval, and then we would make arrangements to get them some vaccine. And, you know, there's just a few things. We got to make sure they have the ability to store it properly and how much they need, because we certainly don't want to waste any doses. So all of that is critical to assuring that we have providers in the community. But we continue to work through developing more partnerships each day and making sure that we have locations strategically all throughout the community.
Yeah, I guess it's all about just getting the vaccine now to get it moving.
Correct. Yep. And, you know, as far as, like, moving through the priority groups, you know, I know some folks have been waiting for quite some time. And, you know, just if you can get the names and numbers to us, and, you know, or sign up through MyChart, whatever is most convenient for you. And then, you know, you would get some information back eventually once more vaccine becomes available.
Mm-hmm. What about this new variant, Rajmi?
Sure. Yeah. So it is something, Greg, in terms of what we do in public health is surveillance, meaning we continue to watch and make sure, you know, where is this popping up and where is it happening in various parts of the country. There are a couple of different variants out there, and the one from the one that had come from the UK had been discovered in a client here in Washtenaw County, so our neighbor. And so I think the thing about that is concern is just, you know, continuing to do case contact tracing, finding out who contacts are, you know, knowing what some of these cases are, and trying to, you know, keep those numbers at a minimum. There's another variant that is coming out of other countries. The concerning thing about that one is they don't think it responds well to the monoclonal antibody treatment. So it's just concerning in that, you know, all of the interventions and treatments, you know, that we're trying right now with this variant, we're not so sure it would work with that other one. So, you know, that's, we need to keep our eye on that as well and see what the numbers look like and do all we can to try to curb it from, you know, having those numbers become really high.
How are the schools doing here locally?
Sure. So school teachers have, a lot of them have been vaccinated. with our partnership with Henry Ford Allegiance Health, which is great news. Still continuing to move through some of those groups. As far as our schools and our outbreaks, we continue to work with the schools. And, you know, our positivity rate overall, I would say, in the community has been lower than it's been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we're somewhere around 9%, whereas in the past we were, you know, somewhere in the range of 15%. So that's good news that that's trending downwards, and we're hoping that that will continue on some basis. And certainly it's happening all throughout the state, in that you may have just noticed last week the governor had done a press conference opening some things up as of February 1st.
Right. Is this fair to say that if you get COVID now, you have a better chance of surviving than you did 6 months ago?
Well, there is some truth, Greg, to the fact that people who've been hospitalized at this point, we are seeing fewer people on ventilators, which is great news. And those that are getting sick, you know, are potentially recovering and doing well. So that's good news in that, you know, not as many folks are becoming critically ill.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any idea how this will affect people in the future that have been sick?
Sure. I think there's been some reports in the national news fronts about some lingering symptoms that folks might have and mm-hmm. have for some time, you know. And for some folks, it's a matter of having a tough time sometimes fighting off an infection. Everybody's body is different. Everybody's immune response is different. So for some folks, you know, they might jump back from it right away. And for others, it might take a bit of time. So I think we'll start hearing more and more as, you know, we approach the one-year mark, unfortunately, of, you know, having found our first case here in Jackson. And so, you know, it'll be these long-term studies will be interesting to see what might be coming from some of those.
Any advice for folks out there? Still wear
sure.
your mask, right?
Absolutely. Still wear your mask. Still stay 6 feet apart. Try to avoid social gatherings. Even so much as restaurants are opening, that's great news. But understand they'll be at limited capacity. And please be patient with us. You know, we know everyone's excited about getting a vaccine, and we'll get it to you as soon as we can. And, you know, just understand that that's a great way for us to additionally take that additional step to protect others in our community.
Thanks, Rajmi. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Rajmi Travis, the Jackson County Health Officer.